Benghazi is more than a political buzzword. Located on the Mediterranean Sea, it's the second largest city in Libya. More than 500,000 people call it home. In the 3 years since the attacks there, Libya has fractured. Two rival governments are fighting for control of the country, and life in Benghazi has become much more difficult.
Omar Almosmari was born and raised there. We called him to talk about what daily life is like for people living in Benghazi. Internet access is unreliable, and as you'll hear, the cell phone connection is fuzzy.
The city is not the same, literally. Almost half the cities now are hot zones or war zones.
Half the city is hot zones or war zones, you say?
Lots of main commercial streets are now shut down because of the war. And also the main university, it's a war zone. The main theater of the city, now it's shut down because of the war over there.
And so if the university is shut down, if the theater is shut down, if half the city is a war zone, what is daily life like? Are people able to go to work, do their shopping, go through their daily routines?
Yes. In the beginning, it was frustrating, but not all the residents of the war zones left the cities. Most of them are still living in the city. After a year now, you can just walk through streets and find shops are open and most cafes are open 24/7. So it's mixed between life and death. I don't know how to describe it.
So some people have left the city, but those who remain are finding ways to continue. Some cafes are open, shops remain open. You have lived your entire life in Benghazi. Are there memories that you specifically think of as you walk through the city today, given the violence and division?
Well, the big city library.
The city library.
My haven. When I was a child, my father used to put me there for hours and lose myself in it. Now it's in the middle of the clashes, though, and almost every day I hear about somebody dies near that library. That's a place that meant a lot to me. There's the seafront of the downtown area, which used to be my childhood playground. Now it's just another road for Al-Qaeda affiliated or ISIS affiliated to fill up the city with their weapons and their fighters. It's overwhelming and indescribable what people of Benghazi are living. But what's most overwhelming that they are still fighting for living. They're still working. They're still operating. That's how can I describe it.
They're still fighting to go on with their lives.
Yes.
Omar Almosmari, I am very sorry for everything you've lost, and I appreciate your taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for your time, too.
Omar Almosmari is a local journalist in Benghazi, Libya.